Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With one of the most distinctive voices to hit the jazz world, that was actress, singer, and dancer Dorothy Dandridge with the 1941 tune, A Jig in the Jungle. For all the greatness she packed into a life that lasted only 42 years, she is best known for being the first African-American actress to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in the 1954 film Carmen Jones. Prior to entering the big jazz stage, Dorothy sang in renowned venues like the Cotton Club and the Apollo Theater. Early in her career, she was a part of the Wonder Children, later the Dandridge Sisters, and then went on to appear in a trove of films, usually in uncredited roles. But in 1959, she was nominated for a Golden Globe for Porgy and Bess. If you really want to see an extended version of her very packed and action-filled life, HBO did a bio on her in 1999 that was very well done, called Introducing Dorothy Dandridge. When the road ended for Dorothy, she was married to hotel owner Jack Dennison, and her death is regarded as a mystery, a jazz mystery, if you will. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has delivered some of the finest ladies in jazz, like the great Deborah Brown and the rising star, Megan Birdsall.
Okay, then we're going to be doing dames.
Dames? Yes, we are.
We're going to be doing dames.
Going to be doing dames on this episode
all right,
tonight.
All right, you cats. Light and lucky.
A lot of lucky, and get on in here. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give your ears the finest jazz that we can get our hands on.
So our next voice on the show comes from a very busy singer, songwriter, composer, and actress, Peggy Lee, with the tune hailing what John and I could probably use a little bit more around here, Black Coffee, performed in 1956 during a career that spanned 6 decades.
Yeah, give it a listen.
Listen.
Use mugs.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till 4. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy. Waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Hi, this is award-winning New York City jazz singer Lori DePeace, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
While the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by that winter, under an August moon, burning above, you'd be so be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang another lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by that winter. Oh yeah, under an August moon burning.
That was award-winning jazz singer and New York City talent Lori DePeace with the cut So Nice to Come Home off her latest 2015 album called Parting the Veil.
What a sultry voice she has.
She has quite a voice. And as a young girl, she knew she was destined for the jazz stage. And she got off to a good step at the age of 14 with vocal training from internationally renowned tenor Pasquale Caputo. She began her journey in education at Mann's College of Music and the New School University of Jazz and Contemporary Music. And then in 2008, she was chosen as one of New York City's top 12 jazz singers to compete in the annual Jazz Mobile competition, founded by the legendary jazz pianist and musician Dr. Billy Taylor. And she made it to the final four. She has gone on to perform in legendary New York City venues like the Dream Hotel, the Savoy, the Apollo Theater, Minton's Playhouse, and she's performed with the likes of Billy Harper, Barry Harris, and many others. It's great to have her on the show. This next cut on the show features two huge talents, saxophonists Charlie Rouse and Paul Queenchet, with the 1957 tune The Chase Is On. Thank you.
Bernardino, the best music on your dial.
That was tenor saxophonist and arranger Jack Montrose with the song Bacchanal off the 2009 album called Blues and Vanilla. After he attended university in Los Angeles, he began working with Jerry Gray and Art Pepper, along with doing arrangements for the great Clifford Brown. His punch card was being known as the man adhering to that West Coast jazz vibe, or what we call cool jazz.
You mentioned Blues and Vanilla. I kind of got a little tickled at that title, because I was talking to an artist here the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but had done a book called Life After Latex. I thought you ought to turn that into the name of an album.
You know what? Some of these albums just paint visuals that have 1,000 words that pop out without even hearing any of the music. You know, so yeah, there's a lot of albums out there that need to be dubbed with good names, and that's one of them. So Jack had a bad heroin habit that led him to play strip joints until he finally relocated to that great shimmering city of Las Vegas, and he started working in the casinos. And as they say, the rest of the story might just be a little bit of a legacy. Our next act on this hour of Neon Jazz Together is Paul Yonemura with the tune Monterey Peninsula. That's another great little catchy phrase there. Off the 2014 album called Reunion Trios.
I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the hugely talented saxophonist, flutist, composer, and poet Oliver Lake. He's one of my favorites, with his quartet on the 2014 tune Rude off his latest album, What I Heard, and I recommend you pick this one up. This Arkansas native is really known for his work on the alto sax and for co-founding the World Saxophone Quartet with David Murray, Julius Hemphill, and company. These days, he is in New Jersey, and his son Gene has followed in his jazz footsteps. He is a very talented jazz drummer. With Ron Carter and the great Jack DeJohnette, here's the great Cedar Walton leading the group with the 2009 song called Ironclad. I'd say so.
Thank you. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Thank you.
right. That was the song Time and Again off an album named the Best of the Year by iTunes for the year 2014.
The Cookers.
The Cookers, or known as the Jazz Supergroup. It features Billy Harper, Eddie Henderson, David Wise, George Cables, Cecil McBee, Billy Hart, and Craig Handy. Man alive. They took their group name from a 1965 Blue Note album by the late great trumpeter Freddie Hubbard called The Night of the Cookers. The All-Star Septet lays down an aggressive mid-60s spirit, a collection of expansive post-bop originals known as some of the heaviest hitters on jazz and in jazz today. From a man that we lost last year at the age of 96, but will never leave the jazz speaker, here's trumpeter, big band, band leader, and say that 10 times, composer, arranger, and educator Gerald Wilson, with the orchestra following his lead on the 2011 song A Great Place to Be and Was It Ever off his album called Legacy.
That was pianist Kenny Barron and bassist Dave Holland on the 2014 song The Oracle off the album The Art of Conversation. And finally, The Envelope. Winning the honors of taking us out right underneath us is George Coleman with the tune 81 off the album called Four Generations of Miles. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that delivers Willy Wonka's golden jazz ticket each week to you, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Gosh.
Yes.
You found Wonka's last golden ticket. In my shop too.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
It's like back flips with a shot of whiskey that's not spilling.
That I got to see.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That'll only happen on the moon.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it here.
Oh, we got to go.
No, wait, hold on. We're out of time.
Neon Jazz.